Somebody who has a hot and he took shemen shel shvi'ez oil that had kedusha shvi'ez and he rubbed it onto the hot. Now this is not permissible. And shemen shel shvi'ez can only be used in certain ways. You can use it to rub on your skin, or for hadlaka paner, to light a nair with it, or you can use it for achila, but you can't use it to rub it on a hide, just like we had in the previous mission, that you can't take shemen and rub it onto kalim. So too, you can't rub it onto a hide. Rabbi Eliezer Amar Yidlak. Rabbi Eliezer said you have to burn the hide. The reason being is that perish of shvi'ez has a zman beer, a time where it has to be disposed of. When it's no longer available to the behemoth out in the field, you have to dispose of it. And you can't dispose of the shemen since you rubbed it into the hide, so therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to burn the hide. And so too, Rabbi Eliezer would say in the previous Mishnah that we discussed somebody who rubs shemen onto utensils, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you do rub shemen shel shvi'ez onto utensils, you have to burn the utensils, just like he said in this Mishnah, that you have to burn the hide. The Chacham Maimrim, Yosef Connector. The Chacham say you don't have to burn the hide, but there is a penalty. The Chacham penalize you since you did an Isser. You weren't allowed to rub the shemen onto the hide, so therefore you have to take your own money and go ahead and buy shemen and use that shemen as if it has kedusha shvi'ez. Amru lefnei Rabbi Akiva, Omer Hari Rabbi Eliezer, or sesachu b'shemen shel shvi'ez yidlach. The Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer used to say, somebody who rubs shemen shel shvi'ez onto a hide, you have to burn the hide. This is a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, like we said. And when you rub shemen shel shvi'ez onto a hide, the hide has to be burnt. And this is what the Talmidim told Rabbi Akiva. Amar lehem shtuku. Rabbi Akiva told the Talmidim, be silent about that. Lo omer lechem mash Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. I don't want to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer really did say about shemen shel shvi'ez that was rubbed onto a hide. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer never said that you have to burn a hide on which shemen shel shvi'ez was rubbed onto the hide. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer actually was quite lenient about rubbing shemen shel shvi'ez onto a hide. Rabbi Eliezer was actually makel even lechatchila to go ahead and rub shemen onto a hide. And Rabbi Akiva didn't want to speak out this lenient view of Rabbi Eliezer, so therefore he simply said, be silent. And that's not what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that you have to burn a hide on which shemen shel shvi'ez was rubbed into that hide. Instead, Rabbi Eliezer was actually quite lenient about the Indian of rubbing shemen onto a hide, and I don't want to tell you exactly what Rabbi Eliezer held. The Talmidim also said in front of Rabbi Akiva. At the end of the previous mission, the Talmidim said in front of Rabbi Akiva about what Rabbi Eliezer held regarding shemen shel shvi'ez that was rubbed onto a hide. Now in this Mishnah, we will discuss another Indian in which the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva said in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Eliezer. And they said as follows, Aymer hayu Rabbi Eliezer, ha'echol pas kusim, ka'echol basar chazir. Rabbi Eliezer used to say, somebody who eats pas kusim bread that was baked by a kusi, a non-Jew, is the same as if he ate pig meat. As Rabbanu were very, very machmir about eating pas kusi. Not to say that it's actually as stringent as eating basar chazir. Basar chazir is also min haTorah. Pas kusi is only also min Rabbanu. Rabbanu were geyser not to eat the bread that was baked by a guy. So they didn't literally mean it was as stringent as basar chazir. What they meant to say is quite stringent, and Rabbanu were very machmir about eating pas kusi, and somebody who does eat pas kusi would get malchus martis. Malchus martis is malchus that is given to somebody who is over on a gzeirah d'rabbanan. Amar lehem shtuku. La'omer lechem mashar Rabbi Eliezer omer bo. Rabbi Akiva said to the Talmidim, be silent about that. I don't want to tell you where Rabbi Eliezer really held about eating pas kusi. And according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer never said somebody who eats pas kusi is the same as if he ate basar chazir. As a matter of fact, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer was quite makel about eating pas kusi. And he didn't want the Talmidim to know exactly what Rabbi Eliezer held about eating pas kusi, since Rabbi Eliezer was very lenient with regard to pas kusi. So therefore, he simply told the Talmidim, be silent about what you're saying, that Rabbi Eliezer is machmer about pas kusi. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Eliezer is quite lenient about eating pas kusi, and I don't want to tell you exactly the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer.